أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كافها يا عين صاد. ذكر رحمة ربك عبده زكريا. We move on to another chapter of the Quran titled Surah Maryam. This chapter has been named after Maryam alayhi salam, the mother of Isa alayhi salam, and it follows Surah Al-Kahf. Surah Al-Kahf spoke of the companions of the cave, and therein we learned of one of the great miracles of Allah Azza wa Jal, where He allowed those young men to go to sleep for over 300 years and then brought them back to life. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Maryam also speaks of a manifestation of one of the greatest miracles of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is the story of Maryam alayhi salam and her son Isa, and the birth of Isa alayhi salam, which was indeed a great miracle of Allah azza wa jal. So there Allah spoke of one miracle, here Allah speaks of another great miracle of His. Allah starts this chapter with al-huruf al-muqatta'at, the disjointed letters, not with a word, but with kaf, ha, ya, ayn, and sad, five letters. And we spoke of the significance of these letters, and that the meaning of these letters are known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. 29 chapters of the Quran commence with these letters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts this surah with the incident and the occasion when Zakariya alayhi salam made dua for a child. Just a background to this dua, Zakariya alayhi salam was one of the greatest anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. And he was of advanced age, close to 100 years old. And his wife also was quite old, not too far away from her husband Zakariya alayhi salam. And he never had a child. They could not conceive a child. And on top of that, while being a very old man and a very old woman, she was barren. So medically also, she could not conceive any children. She was what we call in Arabic, aqir. And he really had a great desire to have a child. And on one occasion, while he was attending to Maryam alayhi salam, he was in charge of Maryam alayhi salam. Maryam alayhi salam, we know that her mother had surrendered her to Baytul Maqdis, where she would remain in the ibadah and the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. She had a chamber within the masjid, and Zakariya alayhi salam was responsible for taking care of her and providing food for her and so on and so forth. Once when he came and visited her, he found fruits with her that were not found anywhere else, fruits out of season that were with Maryam alayhi salam. And he asked Maryam alayhi salam that, "Oh Maryam, anna laki hadha? Where do you get these fruits from?" What did she say? That it is from Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah is providing me with these fruits. So on that occasion, when he saw this, he was so taken by this moment that he went and he cried and he made dua to Allah for a child. And on that occasion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered the dua, and that's what Allah Azza wa Jal speaks of over here. Allah reminds us in the very second ayah, ذِكْرُ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّكَ عَبْدَهُ زَكَرِيَّا. This is a reminder of your Lord's mercy upon His slave Zakariya alayhi salam. So Allah is referring to the answering of a dua as an expression of Allah's mercy. We are not entitled to anything. Never should I make dua with a sense of entitlement that I worship Allah and I do acts of worship and I do acts of piety and I'm a good Muslim, so now I am entitled to receive whatever it is I'm making dua for. Never should there be a sense of entitlement or that type of a feeling that I deserve what it is that I'm asking for. Whatever you get through the dua that you make, it is purely an expression of Allah's mercy. It is rahmah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Allah says this is a reminder of your Lord's rahmah, referring to the answering of the dua as a rahmah, as a mercy upon his slave Zakariya. Allah speaks of the dua. Allah says, إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ. He made dua to his Rabb. He called out to his Rabb, nida'an khafiya. It was a silent calling. It was in the latter part of the night, according to the Mufassirin, at the time of Tahajjud, when Zakariya alayhi salam awoke and all the other keepers in the masjid, all the other worshippers in the masjid were asleep. At that time, he made a dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it was a silent dua. And this is the most beloved dua to Allah. The dearest dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the dua that is made silently. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes it as khafiyya, nothing more than a whisper. Qal, how did he make dua? And how did he commence his dua? Qal, Rabbi inni wahana al-azmu minni. The first thing he says is that, oh Rabb, the bones within me have become weak. My bones have become weak. وَاشْتَعَلَ الرَّأْسُ شَيْبًا. My head has flared up with white hair. وَلَمْ أَكُمْ بِدُعَائِكَ رَبِّ شَقِيًا. So what's he first doing before Allah Azza wa Jal? He's expressing his weakness and his brokenness. So this is what you do when you make dua. When you sit before Allah Azza wa Jal, before asking whatever it is that you wish to ask for, you must first express your weakness before Allah. Oh Allah, I am a sinner. Oh Allah, I am weak. Oh Allah, I am incapable. Oh Allah, I am helpless. Oh Allah, I am powerless. All these type of expressions. Genuinely expressing your weakness, your brokenness, and your helplessness before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what Allah azza wa jal loves. That is ubudiyya. That is when you are expressing slavery and servitude before Allah. And what does he say? He says, وَلَمْ أَكُمْ بِدُعَائِكَ رَبِّ شَقِيَّ. Oh Allah, I have never been disappointed in the dua that I make to you. He did not say, oh Allah, whenever I made dua to you, you answered my dua. No. Because Allah does not always answer the du'as in the way we would like them perhaps to be answered. But what did he say? Oh Allah, I have never been disappointed whenever I make du'a to you. Meaning, whatever the outcome of the du'a was, I was happy with it. Whether my du'a was answered or it was not answered, I knew whatever it, in whichever way you answered the du'a, that was the best for me. And that's why I was never disappointed. So we are never disappointed. When we make du'a to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we do not see the dua being answered as we would like to see it answered, then feel satisfied that I wanted something and I thought it's the best for me, but it seems as if Allah knows what is best for me. Indeed, Allah does know what is best for me, and He has reserved and He has not answered my dua because He knew what was best for me. So this is something that we learn from the dua of Zakariya alayhi salam, and a very important aspect. Sometimes people become depressed. Sometimes people lose hope. Sometimes people even become upset at the will and the command of Allah, that why is my dua not being answered? And then we question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's intentions. This is not a believer. He believes fully that Allah azza wa jal wants what is best for him, and that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had answered his prayer and his dua in the way he had answered it. وَإِنِّي خِفْتُ الْمَوَالِيَ مِنْ وَرَائِي. And then he says, oh Allah, I have relatives after me. And I fear for my relatives who are coming after me. Who will guide them? Who will be there for them? Something he's concerned about, his progeny, his relatives, those that he will leave behind. He fears that who will be there to attend to their spiritual needs and to their religious needs. Who will be there to guide them? Who will be there to teach them? So he has this fear that he is not leaving anyone behind who will guide and who will teach and who will be concerned about the religious and the spiritual aspects of his relatives. وَكَانَتِ امْرَأَتِ عَاقِرًا. Oh Allah, my wife is barren. My wife is barren. Medically, she cannot give birth. It's impossible for her to give birth. Despite that, despite knowing it is impossible, what does he say? فَهَبْ لِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيًّا. But oh Allah, grant me, bestow to me, and bless me from your side with a friend of yours. يَرِثُنِي وَيَرِثُ مِنْ آلِ يَعْقُوبِ. Who will inherit me and who will inherit the family of Yaqub. وَاجْعَلْهُ رَبِّ رَضِيًّا. And oh Allah, make him such a child, make him such a child who will be one of your favorites. May Allah grant us.